Welcome to Platform Church Rested Life Conversations. Platform is a young, dynamic, multidimensional church. We offer inspirational, practical, and relevant teaching that is applicable for your daily living. At Platform, our teaching is relevant to people of all ages, race, color, nationality, and of different socioeconomic backgrounds. At Platform Church, we believe that the rested life is a reality for us. For more information, visit platformchurch.co.za. Enjoy the Rested Life Conversations. Now, here is your host, Darlington Steve.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this morning, we want to thank you. We want to appreciate you because indeed you are God of the Rested Life. Well, thank you, Father, we love for helping us to see this very particular week. We bless your name. We appreciate you, Father, because we know that our eyes have seen Monday. Father, it is guaranteed, O Lord, by faith in Christ Jesus, that we will see the remaining days of this week and come back again, O Lord, on a Monday next week. Lord, we give you all the thanks. Father, we are about to go into your word this morning. Lord, we ask that, Father, you open our mind to see. You open our eyes to see. You open our ears to hear. You open our hearts to conceive weightier matters, not just ordinary matters, weightier matters that guarantees our creative force in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know that this is done. Holy Spirit, move like you move. Move like you used to move. Change our thoughts. Change our patterns. Let this week produce for us according to what we say in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. All right, family, this morning, I want to welcome you all. Today, we're going to be looking at what I have titled Framed by the Word. Framed by the Word. Framed by the Word. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. The Bible says Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Let me just go there straight. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds, it's talking about both the physical world we see, its system, and the world we are not seeing, which is a spiritual world. It says, through faith, we understand that the worlds that we currently see, it says, were framed by the word of God. It says, we're framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I want us to look at it one more time. It says, through faith, we understand. Yesterday, we looked at the concept of the word of God, the potential and the possibility in the word that guarantees us help from God. Yesterday, part of the things also we look into, it says, if help will want to show up for you and you want God kind of marvelous help, it has to be God kind of words that he has sent to your direction. The Bible says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their oppressions or destructions. He sent his word. So now we are seeing here in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Because what we are going to be doing this morning, I'm going to be giving you guidelines. You know what you want to expect of this week. You know what you want to see of this week. I don't know about you, but I have my own expectation. I have things that I want to see done this week. I'm coming this morning for me to frame my world. It says here, it says, through faith we understand. So this the Hebrew writers was making us to understand that it is by faith that the word of God that come out from God himself, who happened to be Christ, framed everything. It framed the earth we see. It framed the cosmos we see. It frames the light. It frames the water. It frames the everything that you can ever think of. He says the word were framed by the word of God. So which means the word of God carries a creative power to frame your week for you this from today. It carries the power to frame. It says, so that things which are seen. So which means what you see, this cup literally was framed by the word of God. It was framed by the word of God. The water that is inside this cup was framed by the word of God. How do I know? The Bible makes us to understand in the book of, I think in the book, if I'm not mistaken, in the book of Colossians chapter 1 from verse 15 to 17. Colossians 1, 15 to 17. It says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creation. It says, for by him all things created. For by him all things. Who is the him? The him is called Christ. For by him all things created, he says, that are in heaven and also on earth. He says, visible and invisible. He says, whether they be thrones, dominions or principalities or power. He says, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. This morning we're going to be spending a lot of time framing how this week looks like. We're going to be framing from today. We'll frame today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to be framing because for us as believers, for us as born again child of God, everything that we experience, remember that we are born of God. We are born of God. The Bible says, he that is born of God overcomes the world. If we are born of God, we need to understand what is the God kind of system that he used to be able to overcome everything. It says in Colossians chapter 1 from verse 15 to 17, it says, everything that we see was created by him, things in heaven and things on earth. And it says, all things were created by him and for him. It says, and he is before all things, which means this word was before all things. I want us again to look at Hebrews again. That is something I want us to capture this morning. If we can capture it this morning, see, you can frame how the meeting will look like this morning. You can frame how that business meeting is going to look like. You can frame how that partnership in your business. You can frame how you want your world to look like. In fact, you can even frame how your children will perform in school. It says, let's look at it again, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. It says, through faith, we understand that the worlds, I like the fact that the world there, it's not just one world. It's talking about both the visible and the invisible. It says, we're framed by the word of God. I thought to you yesterday, I said, the moment you gave your life to Christ, the fullness of God came down into you. And I was trying to illustrate in a creation of a particular product. And when that very particular product was created, for example, let's say a manufacturer decided to create a car. I think that the only name I can use now is those car brothers. I think I've forgotten their name now for strangers. I think it's called Forbes, the Forbes guys. The Ford guys, if I'm not mistaken. The name just escaped my mind now, pardon me. When they were creating the car, they came together and says, let us make the car. When they came from the statement of let us make the car, because of the word in their mouth, and guess what now? These may be guys that are secular, not you as a believer, not as believer like you are. Let us create the car. The moment they said that, the creative force entered into existence. The creative force entered. From the moment they were saying it, every indices that guarantees for the car to be created begin to take shape. Many of the time, it's because we don't believe what we say, and because even the spirit in us beareth witness with our spirit. It beareth witness with us that you don't even believe it. That's why when you say, I am going to prosper in this meeting, the meeting doesn't prosper, not because your word doesn't carry it. It's because your spirit man has not fully received of the truth. Your mind has not processed that the meeting is going to favor you. Then you go to the meeting backfires. When the brother, I think it's called the Weiner brother, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know why the Weiner brother came coming to my head. When these guys came to say, let us make her. When they were making the car, all the indices that need to make for that car to become an existence came to existence. But guess what? This is where it becomes interesting. When they finished making the car, they created the manual. And they put the manual inside the car, saying that if you buy the car, to be able to operate this very particular car properly, there are features that you don't know that exist in this very particular car. So this is the manual. This is the manual. So if you can open the manual, do you notice something about the manual? Like I said to you yesterday, the manual does not guarantee that the car is going to be created. The car has already been created. The possibility and the features are already in the car. The problem is the fact that you have not opened the manual to see what is the possibility or the potential of that very particular car. It says here, through faith, We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And it said, so that the things which are seen, the things which are seen are made of things which do not appear. Let's jet up to the book of John chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 4. And I'm also going to be reading verse 14. John 1, 1 to 4, verse 14. I'm reading from the Amplified. We're going to be pushing this morning. I'm going to be guiding on the kind of confession. It's not going to be a normal confession whereby I say, you say, but I'm going to be guiding. I want you to frame your world. I don't want you to look as if Pastor Darlington is the one framing the world for you. I want you to frame your world. I want you to frame, how will your Monday look like? What are the possibilities? You know what? I want you to put, you know, I call it advantages. I want you to put advantages in your world this week. This week, Hebrews 11:3. Through faith we understand that the world we see was framed by the word of God. It was framed. Let's look at John chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 4. And also we'll jump down to verse 14. Holy Spirit, I pray that your people get this morning. It says, in the beginning, before all things, it says, was the word. In the beginning, before all things, was the word. Who was that word? It was Christ. Which means what this scripture is making us to understand is the fact that when God was speaking in the book of Genesis chapter 1, he was literally speaking Christ into existence. Let there be light. The Christ that is God was creating the light. He was framing his world. Do you notice that everything... Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everything that man is ever going to discover, man will discover, or man had discovered, will be according to the parameters of what God has framed concerning this world. Man is only just discovering things. Man is not creating. Man is not creating. We are discovering what God has already created and bringing it into manifestation. For instance, if you look at this very particular word called Facebook, Facebook has been existing in the invisible. Mark Zuckerberg just managed, I use the word manage, to pop into the realm of the invisible that belongs to you and I. It belongs to us. Because we think that because these very particular guys are creating all these things, which means we don't have, no. Facebook has been existing in the realm of the spirit. He just managed to pop in, pick it, and bring it into existence that you and I are currently using to stream. The same way some of you this morning, I believe that you're going to create your own window. I know there is a Facebook. There you also create your own face door. You can also create your own face box. You can also create your own face car. Whatever the thing is, it is available. You can frame it from the invincible. I know that we are not seeing it now in your hand, but it is currently in existence. Your business is for you to pray, Lord, let my eyes be open to see what to create. I think I remember just the fact that, I don't know why I'm lazy to post that very particular video, that if your God creates something, if your God frames something from the beginning, your God, you claim that he is your father, is that not so? And he says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created. Or in the beginning, let's look at it like Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. In the beginning, God framed. My question to you, his children, what are we framing? What are we creating? Because if our father is a creator, if our father is a framer, we're supposed to replicate that very particular reality. Let's go back, John chapter 1. I just want to provoke somebody this week so that by the time we are going to be talking, you talk from a standpoint that my words carry power. That I'm not just talking words. I am sending creative stuff into the existence. I'm putting possibilities and advantage. For lack of a better word, I'm putting roadblocks or bumps. That by the time I get here, this thing must just blow here. Whip. This must just pop out here. Whip. This must just do pop. Because why? You are framing it the way the thing needs to look like. See, if this week will end without you not getting a marvelous help, I don't know what area of your help you want. I have my own. And so because of that, I'm going to be framing mine. If this week will end without you getting that marvelous help, my question is, what did you frame? What did you frame? It says here, let's look at the Bible again. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, before all things, it says, was the Word, which is Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. Do you hear that statement? The Word was God himself. So which means, you know, the Bible says, let's jump. I know I'm just excited. The reason I'm excited is because there's some certain things I want us to capture this morning so that it makes sense. If the Word was God himself, and Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 says, in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Fullness of the Godhead. And we like saying that, for as Christ is, so are we. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. So which means, what entered into you when you gave your life? When you gave your life to Christ was God. Or is God. Pardon the worst part. Is God the creative or the framing possibility? The one that can help you frame all things. All he just wants is to believe that as you talk this morning, the indices begin. You know, you know how it's so interesting how the framing power look like? When Jesus said to Peter yesterday, that we look in the book of Luke chapter 5, where we were talking are based on the ground on the Word. I think that was the title of yesterday. When Jesus said to Peter, because he knew that I am the Word, and we'll see it here in verse 14 of John chapter 1, verse 14. And he said to Peter, launch out into the deep for a catch. Launch into the deep for a catch. The fish were not there. But because the Word has spoken, the fish had to appear. Whether the fish need to run from China or from Nigeria or from Burkina Faso, or if the water had to create another fish, Peter's net must not get into that water without catching the fish. But guess what? It was powered from the Word of God. It was powered from what Jesus said, launch out. Because why? He has put the possibility of marvelous help, that the water will help create the fish, and these people will use their net and catch the fish. Let's continue verse 2. We're going somewhere, because I want us to push for about 25 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. He says also here, verse 2, he says he was present originally with God. He was talking about this Word. I'm in John chapter 1. I'm back to John chapter 1. I'm reading from Amplified. Verse 3 now says, he says, all things were made and came into existence through him. Who is this him we're talking about? The Word of God. He says, and without him, he says, not even one thing made that has come into being. He says, in him was life. In this Word was life. And this was the life that light all men. So which means you can light that place where there is darkness. Where you go into your business this week and they say there is loss in tradings, or there is no profit this week because one man decided to manipulate the market, you tell them I'm light. It's not possible. I know that I framed my Word, and I know that my stock market must produce this week. You know, because this confession is for people who are business-minded people, career politicians, and then family people who want best for themselves, if you're serious. Let's continue verse 14. I want to see what happened. Verse 14, John 1, 14. Hey, it's going to get interesting here. Holy Spirit, help me. He says here in verse 14, he says, and the Word, which is Christ, he says, it became flesh and tabernacled, which is fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us. The King James Version says, and the Word became flesh. So which means what this scripture is making us to understand, that the Word has the capacity to become anything. For Jesus, it became a physical flesh to dwell among us. For God, it becomes the tree. It becomes the water. It becomes the light. It becomes the stars. It becomes the moon. It becomes, I'm just saying it because I want you to see what the possibility of this Word that is in you can do. For Jesus, this Word, he became flesh. For some of you, this Word that you're going to be engaging, it will become money. The Word will become fruitfulness. The word will become marital settlement. The word will become healing. The word will become power. The word will become access. The word will become, favor with men and favor with kings. It says, and the word became flesh. It says, and dwelt among us. It says, and we actually saw his glory. Which means, John here was making us to understand that we saw the word. Do you notice that it was words that I'm saying now? But they saw it as flesh. John saw it. That's why he's saying it here. He says, we saw his glory, his honor and majesty, such glory as an only begotten son received of the Father. He said he was full of grace and truth. He was full of grace. What is the grace there? The grace there talks about the God kind of possibility on the inside. And the truth there talks about the principle that guarantees this grace to work. But it says it was full. It says we saw. We saw. We saw. We saw. How many of us this morning are going to frame with the intention of seeing? Because most times we think that when we talk, it is just a talk. And even when the thing happened, we don't then know because we really did not believe it. You've heard me say it several times without number because I'm going to use that excuse. I'm still standing by it. I know it's going to work out for my good. I'm still standing by it. That my Porsche Cayenne Coupe Hybrid 2.2 is in existence. And it's the latest version. I don't want the one that is made in 1999. No, latest one. It's there. I have seen it. I have received of it. I have the testament in my hand. The car is just making its way coming to me. That's what I believe. It's making its way. Or maybe the features that I want in the car, because you don't want to see the features that I put down. Maybe the features, they are trying to arrange it there. Into that thing. Whereby by the time I sit in that hybrid 2.2, my Porsche Cayenne Coupe, it must have an ATM that if I want to withdraw money, I just put my card in there because I don't want to go and queue at the bank. I know you'll be like, okay, this pastor, you are dramatic. It's okay. I'm framing my world. I'm framing my world. Maybe the card there, part of the thing that I want inside that very particular Porsche Cayenne is the fact that by the time I sit down, it massages my back or it just touches my back. It tells me, Pastor Darlington, I think you've been stressing. Just relax, let me. And the car, we have an experience. I know you'll be like, oh boy, calm down now. It's just a car. Yes. I am framing it. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 3. We're going to frame now because my time is going now. Hebrews 1 from verse 1 to verse 3. The Bible says, God, who at sundry times in diverse manner, it says, speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophet. He says, but now, guess what? He said, he had in this last day spoken unto us by his son, spoken unto us by the word, spoken unto us by. That's why I keep telling you, the day you find me did not preach Christ to you, run away. Just run, save yourself. So that you meet the God, save yourself. He says he had in the last days spoken unto us by his son, which is the word. He says who he had appointed heir of all things. So which means, in amen, I feel like saying that one in broken. The Christ in you, everything where you need, he day inside them. Because I don't know how to say it in English. The Christ in you, he says here, whom God has appointed or heir of all things. He said, by whom he has made the world. He says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of the person. He says, and upholding all things by what? By the word of his power. By the word of his power. Which means his word carries power. His word carries power. He says, when he had made himself purge our sins, he says, sat down at the right hand of God, of the majesty on high. But let's look at it. He said, upholding all things by the word of his power. Back to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith we understand that the word we do appear were framed by the word of God. I want to read one final scripture, then after that we're going to go into the place of prayers. I want to read one final scripture. I hope I have this final scripture here. Holy Spirit, help me. Let me make sure that I have this scripture here by the words of his power. I think it's a scripture. I don't know if I captured the scripture this morning. It's a scripture that okay, I've seen it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. It says here, after here, we're going to pray. You're going to frame your word. You're going to frame your word. It says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 6 and 7. It says here, it says, for God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness. How did God command the light? He did not come and begin to do busha, busha, trying to do some punching. He commanded it by his word. Maybe because I grew up in the barracks. I grew up as a military child. When my father wants to command his boys to do something, because of his ranking in the military, he does not need to carry the boys to do things. Oh boy, do this. So that's why I understand that centurion man. When he said to Jesus, he said, see, I'm a man under authority. Say, don't talk. Jesus, just talk. Many of us want the work. We don't want to talk. And we go to work, we shock the result we get because our work and the talk, they don't marry. They are not in union. Because we've not talked and we want to walk. You have to talk it before you walk what you talk. He says here, he said, for God commanded the light out of darkness. A commandant does not need, he doesn't care the bullet you have in your gun. As long as he's a commandant, he knows what he has said to you. You are holding the gun, he's slapping you, you can't shoot. And that's who you are. That's who you are. He says, I'm still on 2 Corinthians 4, 6 and 7. He says, had shined it in our heart to give light of his knowledge of the glory of God in the face of who? Jesus. But guess what in verse 7? Because this is where I want to park. Then we go pray. He says, but we have these treasures in earthen vessel. This treasure to frame our world. We have it here. It is in this vessel. We have this treasure in earthen vessel. He said, the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. As we start this morning, I want us to read back Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Because that's my anchor scripture. Hebrews 11, 3. It says here, through faith we understand. I've shown you how Christ, God, used Christ to frame and create his world. The Christ is in you, the fullness of the Godhead, which means the creative power, the framing ability, it's in you right now. It says, the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. One final scripture I'm going to read, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. Hebrews 3, 4. He says here, he says, for every house is built by some man. Every house is built by some men. He said, but he that buildeth all things is God. He that buildeth all things is God. Where you are now this morning, I want you to open your mouth. It's not one of those services that I want you to shout. Do you notice that when you go to the bank and you want to collect a loan, you don't go to the bank and shout, hey, manager, give me $20,000. Give me 20 million naira. Give me 10,000 rand. You don't shout. You just talk. But in you talking, I want you to believe what you're about to say this morning. Because that's where the power lies. Within the next 25 minutes, we're going to be framing. What do you want to see this week? Open your mouth now and begin to talk. Whatever you want to say, remember that it is your world. The Bible says that through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. Through faith we now understand that what we are going to see this week, remember that our physical hand has not tamped, what you call hold it, but we want to frame it to hold it. We want to frame it to hold it. So begin to frame your world this morning. You wake up today now, today it's Monday. Some of you have business appointment. Some of you this week, you are meeting that client. Some of you this week, you'll be going out to minister the gospel of Christ. Some of you this week, frame how many people you want to preach to. Frame how many souls you want them to convert. Frame how many business appointments you want to meet and how many clients you want them to buy your product. For that person in sales and marketing, frame how many products you want to sell this month. This week, I mean, frame it. Open your mouth right now, begin to frame. Begin to frame it. And you frame it by speaking. The Bible says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. He says, let the weak. We understand that the weak is weak. You say, but let the weak say, I'm strong. That's how we frame it. We don't frame based on what we see. We frame based on what we have captured from the inside and we bring it out. You say, for out of the belly shall flows out rivers of living water, out of your belly. So if the water that is coming out is dead, it is not God's fault. It is your responsibility because it is out of you shall flows out rivers of living water. Begin to speak. He teaches us how to say and how to frame. We frame regardless of the current circumstances. We frame regardless of the occurrences. We frame regardless of the happenings. We frame regardless of what the stock market and the presidency is saying in our nations or what the economy is currently, what you call, peddling in our countries. We frame regardless of that. Open your mouth and begin to frame. Frame your today, Monday. What is that thing that you want to see? What is that thing that you want? For some of you, if you can speak in tongues, please do that. Please do that. Have a picture, but frame it. Have a picture. Like, for example, as I'm sitting here, that there are meetings I have. I'm already framing that meeting that the meeting favor me. There are proposals or probably there are dealings that I want to engage this week. I'm already seeing it that it favors me. I'm going out this very particular Monday. I'm already seeing that the road is free. And so I'm going to be framing it to make sure that even as I'm going, I get help on the road. Remember, it's a month of marvelous help. I get help on the road. Begin to frame it. Open your mouth and begin to frame. Rakosh bilakarato salata. Jita parato sikata zetush reikato palata ke badoshata ratos lekusha. In fact, as we are doing now, let's frame Monday. Today is Monday. Let's frame Monday. Look at now that the time is 5:34. What do you want to see by 5:34 this evening? This evening, 5:34 p.m. If your country is different time zone, and please, I'm apologizing. I'm using South African time zone, so you pardon me. What do you want to see by 6 p.m. tonight? What do you want to see by 8 p.m.? Open your mouth and let's begin to frame Monday. That as you step out of the house this morning, men comes and favor me. Situations orchestrate themselves that in this very particular project and the business dealing that I'm doing, they will all turn together. That as I step out, the secret things are revealed to me. The secret in my business. The secret in my career. I'm giving you on how to frame. We are framing today Monday. Today Monday, we're framing it. The secret in my career. The secret that I need for my business to move forward. The secret I need for my ministry to grow. The secret I need. The kind of help that I need for me to be able to enter into the corridors for the ministry doors to be open. They come to me this morning. They appear today, Monday. They appear. Do you know that you can load what you want to see today? Load it. It is your word. Frame it. Frame it. It is load it. Load it. We are loading Monday. Rakosh Pilata. Zikatosh para teliano ianasha ratoski pata paliara retoski pato ratos retekela pa tiatos letush kapa ratasia ratosha pata. Some of you are taking your child to school today. Frame that by the time your child comes with the report on Friday, it's not those demonic reports. Cancel the report right now. Frame that word. Ratoshi pata. Ziatoski ratane kuta pele putatia ratoski pata ratokila beneshti latosha ratoki balata zenekuta ratoshtete. For some of you, I'm gainfully employed. I'm going for the meeting. I'm gainfully employed. Today is Monday. I'm gainfully employed. The boss look at my CV that I've sent to my boss. I know they said I only have one chance, but as I go, it's not just one chance, it's plenty chance, to the point that instead of interviewing me, we begin to drink coffee. We drink tea. We drink tea. And as we drink tea, I sign the contract. I sign the employment letter. We drink tea. Frame your world. Frame your world. Frame your world. Frame your world. We just drink tea at this meeting. We drink tea. I know you are wondering. Yes, we drink tea. And in the tea, we sign the contract. Yes, we drink tea. And in the tea, yes, the bank transferred the money. Yes, we drink tea. And then the tea, I buy my property. Yes, we drink tea, and in the tea I win souls for Christ. I tell them of my Jesus because it frames the world. It frames the world. You've done Monday. You've done Monday. Let's do Tuesday. Let's do Tuesday. Now, this is the simplicity of how I want us to see it. I know you're like, but Pastor, today is Monday. How do I see Tuesday? Enter into Tuesday. Enter into. What does Tuesday look like for you? Tuesday, what does it look like for you? Frame it. Frame it. For some of you, Tuesday, you can begin to say, the people in my industry, the people in my sector, they receive of my product and ideas that is packaged with excellency of God. They receive it, that as I go meet ShopRite, as I go meet Woolworths, as I go meet MTN, to bring that ideas on their table, they receive of my product. Frame it. Frame it. Frame it. Frame it. I know if you are fast, possibly that some of you may be outside today, but it's okay. Frame it. Frame your Tuesday. Frame your Tuesday. The people in my industry, Jaco Parata, Zinako Paratiatos, Leki Paratatiada, Lekoshpa, Lord, in the ministry that you have called me, Lord, my Barnabas, they appear, Ratos Kipata, Lekuna Tiato Para, Jekati Palatos, Ratunegete, Letos Pila Paratosha, Pati Pato Pelekete. My Barnabas appear, Lord, the Jonathans that will sign a covenant with me to see that I am marvelously protected and marvelously helped. They give me internal trading secrets. They teach me the dealings of God, the fathers of faith of this land. Lord, they come to me. They come to me. As I knock their doors open. They show me the secret of ministry in South Africa. They show me the secret of advancement in ministry in this country. The people of this land, they favor Pastor Darlington. When they hear my name, they favor me. 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 Jaco Parata, Liaroshata, Jekuta Paliatos, Lekruata Benesh, Jeneka Paradasatia, Alino Komanianana. Aliano konianas, niano hariano kapateta, legino jina pranosa, leniota piadosa, rakoski lata, zenebrinos, lakuta baratiadosa. For some of you, nehuta, briat, yet. I don't know, but I just feel push one more time. I feel I wanted to say something, but the Holy Spirit said no. Push one more time in tongues. Jene prakosa, liaro, likotena paranoja, lenia tokipala, lekwata, likrodosepe, lekotamina, 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 yano sekina kaparia, loikata, lekuta branos, legriana iaroto, leto, lika, liko para, jene penito, Lekuta melede, reketia topala, lekuna betina toza, lete liara, lete liara, lete liara, lete liara. Jaco parata nenusta, Jaco parata nenusta, Jaco parata nenusta. Zinatos nehiarana egianosta, Zinatos nehiranana, Zinatos ariados kapa, metusta parata, Zenesta. Jenesta, 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 Ratos Kipalada. I'm seeing God right now for somebody. That very particular help that you are believing God for this week, as you push, as you frame it, the Lord says that the help is going to meet you by Wednesday, by Wednesday. By Wednesday, the help is meeting you by Wednesday. So I want you to open your mouth now for that Wednesday. Begin to frame, Lord, every enemy at the edge of the breakthrough that may want to truncate this Wednesday from not manifesting, that want to truncate my help for not showing up. The Bible says, and God commanded, he commanded darkness out. God commanded, he commanded. Ratosh Pilata. Somebody begin to speak for your Wednesday. I don't know what you want to see on your Wednesday, but frame it. Frame your Wednesday. Frame your Wednesday. Jakrata, Zeneketi Baratos Kapa, Marekato Jinakratos, Reketu Zaprata. For some of you, your Wednesday, I'm marvelously helped. I'm helped. The burden bearers. The burden bearers, they show up on Wednesday. The gifted people, when we look at the burden bearers, I'm just painting the picture. Please keep praying. Just keep framing your word. It's your word. Your word is your private business. Just keep framing your word. For some of you on Wednesday, you need a burden bearer. This thing is getting too much. My children's school fees must be paid before on the 20. And on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, on Wednesday, date may be sitting Rakosha. On Wednesday, date may be sitting on the 18th. And before 20, which is on Friday, you must pay. Lord, burden bearers. People that must show up and help me carry. I frame them, they begin to come. They do not look of my nationality. They forget my color. They forget my race. They can't even think of my language. And yet the burden bearers, they come. They come. They come. I speak. They come. They come. As I step out, the burden bearers, they come. They carry the burden of ministry with me. They carry the burden of my business with me. My gifted people, the gifted people I need. This IT business that looks as if it's becoming very stubborn. Lord, I speak peace. On Wednesday, I speak peace to my IT business. That gifted people begin to come. Gifted people begin to show up. That they come in with an ideas that will produce that very particular fintech. An idea that produce that very particular Airbnb app. That produce that very particular, what you call, hotelian business. The whatever you want to do. But gifted people show up. They show up this week. They show up. They show up. Command it. I call you forth out of darkness. My gifted people begin to show up. Command it by force. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffereth violence. It's only those who are violent. See, the world is not playing games with man. They don't play games. Do you notice that if you keep your phones or you keep your products in the house, your house is very clean. Close that door 3 days, come back, you will meet dust on the table. That's how much the world does not create space. You are going to command your Wednesday. Command your Wednesday. For some of you, command your Thursday. My Thursday, my light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. I'm a producer of great product, a product, a high flyer kind of product, that I'm a pay setter. I create new parts, influence in my name. I'm fruitful on every side. I multiply. I fill the earth with my product. I insist on subduing my mountain. This week, I subdue. I subdue. We're praying. You are framing your world. Don't look at your partner by your side. Frame your own world. Husband, frame how you want your home to look like. Wife, frame how you want your children to look like. Frame your world. If you are listening to me and your children, frame how you want your academic to look like at the end of the day. You are a businessman. Frame how the profit will look like by Friday. When the market is going to be closing on Friday, what is the profit you want to see? Frame it. Frame it. Frame it. Frame it. You are a politician this morning. Oh, dear politician, things does not just happen because you have good English. There are people programming your stars, programming that you will not win the election. Oh, dear politician, frame how you want the outcome of the voting to go. Frame it. You are in Christ. You are nominated by grace, not by man. So that in case if man want to steal your ballot paper, they can't take your ballot paper because you are nominated, elected to sit on that position by grace. The Bible says the gift and callings of God are without repentance. And so based on that, I stand secured. Frame it. Frame it. Frame it. Some of you begin to frame that you gain every control systems, every structures and policies, the maneuvers, the games that are available, they are available at my disposal. Internal trading secrets, internal ones, kaparatosh, jita kaparata, Zenish kapa liota leketo radosila pranosapa lekwata barato shete lenos kipa lito sia reketuata ratoski pata marinano jala diaro sapata jeki parano zelegadina kopara zenekuta paleda jina koredia lekuta para. Oh dear prophet, oh dear pastor, oh dear evangelism, oh dear teacher, and oh dear apostle. You can only pull this by the framing of your word. The Bible says, greater than this that you shall do also. Greater than this. If Jesus was able to walk on water, you should walk on air. As I'm saying that, I'm also challenging myself. If Jesus was able to transcend from this realm into the realm of the supernatural, the first Adamic blessings that made him for him to get into the sea and yet name all the animal, fly to the air, name all the animal, and yet he did not subjugate his personality. He did not change who he is. Lord, I enter into space that people do not know that I'm coming, and they see me and they create a space at the table. I bring my seat, I sit at the table. I sit at the tables. The gatekeepers of this country, they permit me, they create a space. Whether they like it or not, whether they like it or yes, they must accommodate me in the place of influence. My church is the fastest growing church in South Africa. The fastest growing church. We are scattered across the nine provinces of this country. Scattered across the nine provinces. At every province concerning platform, I speak to you, platform, right now. Jeni parata, zikatostele, rekuta banish kopa. I speak to you, platform. Begin to manifest. Begin to manifest the God on the inside of you. Begin to manifest. Shakos parata. Somebody speak concerning your business. I'm speaking about my business, the ministry business God has given me. I speak to you, platform, right now. Begin to bring men that matters, the gifted people, the burden bearers, the men of influence and credibilities. Rakoshki palatiana, jeku parata, jedos, lekwata, janesh karata negusa, abretoshki latane gushtapa, ranosata. Somebody, I want you to speak that by the time you get to Friday, that Friday I make satisfactory progress. God help me to prepare opportunities by Friday, opportunities that I do not even know that exist, and yet I have full access. I have all access card that I can enter into all the places and do business. The Bible says the earth is of the Lord. It says the fullness thereof. It says the world and even its habitat. The earth is of the Lord. It talks about a geographical position. It says the earth is of the Lord. The fullness, which is its resources. The world, the systems, the mind control games. And it says even its people. The forepart is available for you this morning. If only you can believe, frame your world. Frame your world. Frame your world. Shakoparata. Zenish kaparata. Lord, I declare this week that my mind comprehend things faster as the speed of light. Rakuta parat. Zinakotarada. Jeneki barato. My mind comprehend things. As I go out, they tell me of Netflix. As a producer of film, they tell me of Netflix. I comprehend the information. I put my proposal. I may not even have finished my script, but yet my proposal is there. And the funding comes out. I frame it. You cannot frame a frame and don't see it. It's not possible in this kingdom. Because it says greater things than this. And you shall do also. Jesus understand that with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Oh boy, this is a small thing. I have a kitchen in heaven that will produce this food at 5,000 men, plus women and children, 20,000 people. They will eat and they will be full. He was not concerned by the limited resources. I know that, yes, you only have 2 rand 22 cents in your bank account. And the proposer says that you need to do that business. You need 252,000 rand, but you only have 2 rand and 52 cents. Rakosh pelata. This money, you are enough. You are enough. As I put you, you are enough. 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 Zikapata. Ratos kepatin. Reketos para. I just see the hand of God right now holding somebody. I don't know who you are, but the hand of God is holding you right now. He's holding you at your back. And they're saying, let's walk together. Let's work together. This week, I'm going to show you marvelous help. Marvelous help this week. Jaco parata, liko patia, ratos kipata, ledos, rekotoni karata, jinatos gebedia rosata, haligos marat, zekota parada, jina korede, zeleki napota, ranoshata. It says in the book of Zechariah chapter 4, because the Holy Spirit wants us to pray this prayer again one more time. Zechariah chapter 4 from verse 6 to verse 10. Final prayers at this very particular session, or final meditative, or final framing, depending on how you want to call it. We're framing this one. We're framing the Zechariah chapter 4 from verse 6 to 10. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 to 10. It says it's not by power, because I'm trying to paraphrase so that we can go into the place of prayers and meditative confession and affirming ourselves. We need to affirm ourselves this week. It says in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 to 10. It says, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Which means your own physical strength. You know that toiling. They're not by power, not by might. He's talking about toiling. I don't toil. I walk with the wisdom of God. I frame it. I don't toil. I go to places and people choose to help me. And people wonder why. Because I carry the favors of Esther. You see me, you bless me. You see me, you favor me. What kind of blessing, what proposal did Esther give to that harem guy, the one that was holding the maidens at that very particular place? Nothing. There were a lot of virgin girls that was there, but how come it was Esther that the guy who took all the secret and give to and say, just keep using this perf. Use this Mary Kay product for the next 3 months. After them, carry black opal, rub it. As if that is not enough, go and buy what you call, make sure that you take short slim product so that you can be slim. And yet Esther appeared before the favor found for the king. Esther, that man has manipulated it. not by power, not by might. Not by power, not by might. Say, by my spirit. Verse 7 says, who art thou, O great mountain, before Darlington? I taught you yesterday. Go back to yesterday's message again. Who art thou, O mountain, before Darlington? Thou shalt become plain. Which means we are going to be big. We are going to frame mountains that want to come in our life this week. We are going to bring them down. Mountains that are not needed. Mountains of disappointment. One idiot coming to tell you that, oh boy, you can't be promoted here. Frame it. Tell them. Cancel that nonsense from the guy's mouth. Cancel it. The guy look at you and tell you, boy, you are not too beautiful. The guy wake up one morning and tell you that you've invested 4 months in the relationship, and he's telling you that, oh boy, I don't think that we can be. Are you okay? We've gone to see my parents. You remove that nonsense from his head. He's your husband. He's your wife. He that finds and she that position. That's how I put it. He that finds a wife and she that position herself. Because sometimes you have to position. If you think I'm lying, go and ask Ruth. Thank God for Naomi, who positioned. Shaparita, Likota, Paratuata. He says, verse 8. He says, this is where I want us to pray. He says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hand of Darlington that has laid this foundation of Platform Church, the hand of Darlington that has laid this foundation of Luminant Pictures, the hand of Darlington that has laid this foundation of Platform Centers or Platform Cares. I'm using myself as an example. He says, that same hand will finish it. He says, the hand will finish it. The hand will finish it. Jaco, I want you to open your mouth and begin to frame your word. What do you want to finish? Before we talk about the finish, what mountain must be brought down? He says, oh great mountain before me this week, thou shalt be complained. Thou shalt be complained. Speak to the mountain. Open your mouth and begin to speak. Begin to speak. Mountains, mountains of accident, mountains of sickness, mountains of cancer, mountains of diabetes, mountains of whatever, anything that wants to spoil your plan. You know how I'm saying, oh boy, this thing won't spoil my plan. It won't spoil my market. I cancel you. It ain't happening. Open your mouth and begin to frame it. We just have about 3 minutes and I'll be out of your face. Jekrata piatos rekota senakapa rekota pinash taparata. He says, the hand of Darlington that has started this product, the hand of Darlington that has started this business, that same hand will finish the business. The same hand will finish it. The same hand will finish it. Jekrata pareto zakateza ma breketo shinakrano zalata me breketo zinakropata jekota. Lord, it's not by power. It's not by mind. It's not by toiling. It's not by cutting corners, but by the Spirit. I send the word this morning concerning Platform Church. Concerning Luminant Film. Renis Yarotanikianos. Liponita Diatos Epe. Recuta Pinaco. Paratetuse. Leina Tute Kilapate. Renos. Yarosa Tapenoka. Ranados Kepanegados Tete. Zikato Gene Brinoza Pina Cota, Legrino Cata, Benisto, Ratos Tepina, Lipo Ticatos, Lenus Capa, Recota Pelides, Rota Pinata, Ranos Shatata, the hand of Mpo that start the politics, the hand of Kanisa that start the media, the hand of Sibongile that start that very particular business or that very particular work, Likrato Shalata, Lenish Kaparota Nidosa, Mabreketo Sinakote, Bilash, Jenikarata, Lekuta Beleshta, Renos Ekepa, Maredos Iparata, Zinoska, Lekuta Para, the hand of whoever that start the business, the hand of whoever that start that marriage, the hand of whoever that start that political business, lekuta panishta, regedos lekuata panishko pata, likutina tiata, janesh tinana, rikotama lekuta dadisha. Frame your word. Frame your word. I don't know what is that thing that you want to experience this week. Frame it. Frame it. Frame Saturday. Frame Sunday. I leave the remaining 2 days for you to frame it by yourself. Jekaparata, Zito Pinaka, Ratoski Tapati, Reketojinata, Leitos, Ranash, Zeneka Mano Shalata. The hand of Darlington has started this. My hand will finish it. 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 Somebody declare, speak to your hand. If you can put your hand like this and speak to it, my hand will finish it. My hand will finish it. My hand will finish it. Jenaka paratos leprekedos tepata. Somebody talk to your hand this morning. Zeparota patia lekata. As you are talking to you are talking to the gift. You are talking to your talent. You are talking to your career. You are talking to your healing ministry. Your prophetic ministry. Zepatos kipa. Ratosi lekata. Jenesepa. Lakuna dene riarosata. Zenesh pila lano nigene ienus kapa lerota. Lenes yiparano zeke tibara. Greater works. Darlington, greater works. Darlington, greater works. This week, greater works. Monday, greater works. Tuesday, greater works. Wednesday, greater works. Thursday, greater works. Friday, greater works. Saturday, greater works. Sunday, greater works. Greater works. Thank you, Father, because I know that this is done. Somebody begin to open your mouth and begin to appreciate God and say, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Whatever you've seen, just tell God thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, this morning I bring in your sons and your daughter. Lord, scattered across the nations of the earth. I pray for them that, Lord, that which they have framed, that which they have framed right now, I put my hand of approval upon your framing in the name of Jesus. I declare upon you this week that as you step out, you step into promotion. You step into favor. You step into help. You step into influence and corridors of men that matters in the name of Jesus. I speak upon you that every hand of the devil that want to stand as a mountain, I bring those mountains down in the name of Jesus. I cancel death from your life. I cancel accident from your life. Anything that want to assign themselves to waste your resources, I cancel them this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that whatever your hand has started, whatever your hand is in process with, you will finish it in the name of Jesus. The resources that guarantees for that thing to be done, I release it to your hand right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I know that this is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And God's people say, amen. Family, we've come to the end this morning. I want you to understand this. Let Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 stay in your mind. I frame my world. I frame my world. I frame my world. And so shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. Let's share the grace this morning together. The grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we are the dwelling house of the Lord forever and ever. And God's people say, amen.
That's all we have for today. But be sure to continue listening to the Rested Life Conversations. At Platform Church, we are all about simplifying the process, providing solutions, and creating realities for you. If this message has blessed you and you want to be a blessing by supporting this ministry, please visit platformchurch.co.za. Platform Church, Family of Rest.